This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The era of higher interest rates is by no means over. I'm David Brancaccio. Interest rate increases as delivered by the Federal Reserve come in tall, grande, and venti. It was the last one, the jumbo, that we got yesterday, an increase of 0.75 percentage point. In the short-term rate that central bank manipulates, take that, inflation. And while the Fed remains open to slowing this march toward higher and higher rates, it is in no rush to do so. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Hello, Diane.
Good morning.
So that was a stern-looking, grim-looking chair of the Fed yesterday. They're not backing off these rate hikes.
No, they are not. And I think that was sort of the biggest surprise to financial markets, that as the Fed gets past what it considers neutral, it's willing to calibrate the size of rate hikes going forward, but it's not willing to stop.
I mean, some of it is that pesky job market. It keeps employing us despite the Fed's best efforts.
You know, this is the hardest part for the Federal Reserve. We saw today productivity declined and costs soared. Unit labor costs are up 6.1% from a year ago, well above inflation, which is why workers can't, you know, get wages that are outpacing inflation. They either need a lot of productivity growth so that we don't have inflation, or the Fed is tasked with cooling inflation by not only bringing labor demand more in line with labor supply, but actually reducing demand and increasing labor supply via an increase in unemployment to erode the inflation we've already experienced.
Kind of a mystery about this productivity. I mean, it's not like we're all not knocking ourselves out, yet it seems as if we're not getting that much done.
Well, you know, part of the problem with productivity is in a low inflation environment and low wage environment, many big firms didn't feel the need to invest in the future and invest in our productivity growth. We also know that when you get to this stage where we're still feeling so many staffing shortages and unable to fill positions, not just because we don't have enough workers and demand has outpaced the supply of workers, but also because people are out sick. And that is adding to the costs of doing business along with everything else that's going on in the world today.
Diane Swonk, she's the chief economist at KPMG. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Markets, the 10-year interest rate is up as designed, 4.19% now. The Dow down 356 points, 1.1%. The S&P is down 1.4%. The NASDAQ is down 1.6%. The Biden administration just announced about $13 billion in new money to help low- and middle-income families pay their heating and electric bills. That includes $4.5 billion for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP. And there's about $9 billion to help low- and middle-income households lower their bills by making their homes more energy efficient. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
Utility bills have gotten a lot more expensive in the last year, along with so much else.
We're looking at home heating costs of about 18% higher than last year.
Mark Wolf at the National Energy Assistance Directors Association says having $4.5 billion in LIHEAP funding will be a big help. But because of inflation,
there'll be families that were able to pay their home heating bill last year that will be asking for help this year. And that's our concern, that we won't have enough money to help them.
That is true every year. There's never enough LIHEAP assistance to go around. It's one reason Samantha Gross at the Brookings Institution says it's so important to have this new funding for longer-term fixes, too, like helping people put in heat pumps or better windows to make their homes more energy efficient.
These solutions will lower people's energy bills permanently. It will reduce the need for LIHEAP funds over time if their energy bills are significantly lower going forward.
And she says it will also help the climate. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
It's also a Chick-fil-A outlet in Florida that's figured out a way to get a pile of job applicants amid this persistent worker shortage. 3-day work weeks. The shifts, though, are enormous. 13 to 14 hours a day. But hey, we're working those already. How many of you just said that just now?
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
CBS Paramount and the former CEO of CBS, Leslie Moonves, will pay more than $30 million following an investigation by the New York Attorney General. Moonves was fired 4 years ago amid sexual misconduct allegations, and another executive at CBS is accused of insider trading based on the knowledge that story would come out. Marketplace's Nova Safa is here with more.
Big allegations here, David. CBS has agreed to pay $28 million, and Leslie Moonves another $2.5 million to settle the New York Attorney General's investigation. And that investigation was focused on insider trading and making false statements to shareholders, because the New York Attorney General said that CBS executives were actively working to hide sexual assault allegations against Moonves, knowing it could hurt the company and its share price. And one executive, CBS's former chief communications officer, allegedly knowingly knew the allegations would come out and allegedly sold shares of the company and pocketed nearly $9 million, David.
And the Los Angeles police now need to investigate themselves. What's the connection?
Right. So this has to do with one particular allegation of sexual assault, a confidential complaint filed with the Los Angeles Police Department. The New York Attorney General said an LAPD captain who's now retired actively worked with CBS executives to try to prevent that allegation from becoming public. The LAPD says it will investigate that captain, and it will also look to see if anybody else might have been involved. Paramount Global, which is the parent company of CBS, has not admitted any wrongdoing, but a spokesperson said that the allegations are not reflective of the current company.
Nova Safa, thank you. And Bloomberg News is reporting the earlier reports from Twitter are real, and that new management under Elon Musk plans to cut half the workforce at Twitter. Musk has also been tweeting about trying to get users onto a pay-per-month subscription model that would give subscribers dibs in mentions, in search, and in the prominence of their replies to tweets. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.